is URN The Pulse.
You're back with the Friday team for Pulse, and we're going to go over to Lizzie now, who has a story about a company which has invented a kind of a virtual girlfriend or wife for lonely businessmen.
Right, so this is about a Japanese firm called Vinclue that's created a hologram called Hiraki that doubles up as a smart home device and is also a virtual wife. And it gives weather updates, turns on the lights and air conditioning, and also acts as a companion even when they're not at home. So it can like send you a message when you're like coming home from work. It's aimed at single men who are living alone, because social isolation is a growing problem among young men in Japan. It costs $2,700 US, and it will be available in a year's time, but it'll only be available in the US and Japan. But already it's getting mixed reviews. So some people have branded it as antisocial and depressing, and some are also worried it will hinder the need for real-life relationships. One user has commented on the advert published on Tokyo Otaku Mode's Facebook page, saying that buying Hiraki would be a surefire way to ensure you never get a real girlfriend. Another Facebook user commented, "What happens when you come home and she's cheating on you with the toaster?" And someone else replied that you'd realise that you must suck so bad if a computer cheats on you. Some have argued, however, that it will alleviate loneliness and depression and might actually help to reduce suicide rates among young Japanese men, which are very high at the moment. So, yeah, is this basically just another version of love pillows and sex dolls? Or is this a good idea?
I'm not sure, really. It sounds a bit weird to me. I remember there's only 300 actual, like, copies or products of it available.
So what actually is the product?
So it's just like a hologram that's like projected.
Right.
So basically Amazon have introduced this thing as well, where you can set up something in your house and it's called like...
Echo.
Yeah, like Echo or something like that.
No, Echo.
You basically say, turn on the lights, turn on the aircon, and it'll do it, and it responds, and it can give you weather updates.
It might not be Echo then.
I wasn't sure if it was called Echo. And then they've taken that kind of system of home AI, which is something Mark Zuckerberg is working on as well, and changed it into a holographic projection of...
It's like that film Her. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I was just talking about the break. Did you hear me say that? I don't know.
No, sorry. Okay. I zoned out a bit.
I thought you were like having a dig at me or something.
No. Sorry, I was really busy listening to the After Dark track of the week, which I was very into.
Of course, you were plugged
soothing
in.
Sounds. That
yeah, it's quite mellow.
Yeah, I really
and
enjoyed
nice.
That. That's good.
But yeah, Her is an interesting film because it does tackle the idea as well of this guy who chooses a phone over a date with Olivia Wilde, which always kind of.
Of course, none of the characters were Japanese.
That's true. And none of them were holographs as well. Like, all he had was the voice, not the
I'm not sure
the
but what can you do with a holograph other than visual stimulation? Like, it's just nothing really to it.
It's
just
maybe it's companionship.
The fact that it can like text you, like in the advert, he texts it saying that he's coming home, and then she replies like, yay.
Oh. It's sad that there's a need for it. Like, there obviously must be a market, or they wouldn't make it. Like, they must think people are going to buy it.
It's quite expensive, isn't it?
I think it would be quite funny to, like, troll it or something. I'd get one just to, like, wind it up. I'd see if I could annoy my virtual girlfriend.
2 months later, she wants a divorce.
I'd back myself to be able to get that off my virtual.
I think, though, it does tap into a wider need for, like, it's not anything to do with. Like you were talking about with some kind of visual simulation. Yeah. It's actually like an emotional connection that these lonely people need.
But they've advertised it as that it will help like bring down suicide rates, which are 7,354 male suicides in Japan in 2014.
In my opinion, though, that's like if it's gonna do that, then go for it. Do you know
the
what
thing
I mean?
Is, like, they should be getting like proper help.
But yeah, it's not necessarily a long-term solution.
Are machines the answer?
Yeah, aren't you just locking them in some kind of virtual reality that
I think it segregates them more from people that will have... Like, it's not like you can have... oh, do you want to go on a double date or bring me hologram? Like, do you know what I mean?
It's not going to help them in a real-life relationship. It's not going to help them to get a relationship. It's just going to make them less lonely in the short term with a computer. And then in the long term, it's actually going to, like, damage their chances of actually being in a proper, healthy relationship. Yeah. So it's probably not a good
and also presumably
this is why you should watch her, Amy. I think they literally go on a double date with his phone and the two people, and it's like, what?
Also presumably, like, they're not going to be able to, like, argue or
project kind of unrealistic expectations.
He'll do no wrong in this hologram's eyes, obviously, because she's not going to get annoyed.
Maybe they're lonely for a reason. They actually need to interact with real people in order
is there
to
any like first like,
sorry, I just thought, like, what happens if everything he does, he gets positive reaffirmation? What if that's the case? And then he does some really rogue stuff, but thinks, oh, this girl, this visual hologram, is responding really well to this.
Yeah.
So if I do this with actual women, they're going to love it.
Yeah. So if he goes and, like, cheats on her with a real woman...
Sleeps with the toaster. that's going to cause some issues. In a
How do you like me now?
Is there a way of actually, like, making it personal?
On setting number three.
Or is everyone, like, dating the same hologram? So, like, if your mate got one as well, is it basically...
You have a fight.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
good point.
There are different characters that are going to become available soon.
But then are you choosing what you want your partner to be like it's like design a baby almost, but design a wife. Like,
what if you do have the same sort of character as your mate? Is that awkward, or do you, like, hang out with them together, or do you take them on two double dates with the same women?
I don't know if you can bond over bring it? Them around with you, because I mean, maybe you can.
They're a home AI. That's the thing.
Well, I assume they can only do a limited amount of things. It's not an unlimited scope. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Okay, so you're out with your mate, and then you see your virtual girlfriend text your mate, comes up on the phone. You know, something suspicious.
You wouldn't know that. All it says is, you know, what's her name?
Hiraki.
Or is it like, you're dating a Japanese girl?
Cool. No, you're like, well, my girlfriend's called...
My girlfriend's called Hiraki.
My girlfriend's
no
called
way.
Hiraki. What's up with that? And then, you know,
you text Hiraki and be like, what are you doing? Where are you right now?
I'm at home. I'm always at home. I'm the toaster.
That thing, doesn't it kind of also imply that, you know, your wife or your girlfriend is just meant to stay at home
reinforcing stereotypes.
Is it kind of like, sort of, but then
at the same time, you can't bring your hologram anywhere. So, like,
yeah.
I mean, if you did, then that's really going to cause problems.
But it's a one-way... From what I saw of the video, it seems like a one-way relationship in that it's just like her texting him saying, well done, that's lovely, and not him being like, you know, how was your day kind of thing.
Yeah. Surely it's more like he informs her what he's doing.
Surely you're aware, though, that you are talking to a hologram.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like it wouldn't alleviate loneliness.
Like, even if it's something's texting me saying, yay, you're coming home, I'll be like, okay, the toaster's texting me saying, yay, you're coming home. That's no actual real personal...
Can we actually think of this idea that it could be the toaster? Because at least then it would have some real purpose, like, would fulfill
you. Yeah, toast does make me happy.
Exactly. You'd be like, oh, I love my toaster, because not only can I talk to it and text it and, you know, go on a double date with it.
It provides me with bread.
I can, you know, cook bread to a suitable degree.
Oh, honey,
and have
you made
some
my favourite meal again. Toast. How did you know? The thing is, surely the brutal reality that you'd have to face as well is like, right, my only meaningful relationship is with a computer.
Toaster.
Like, it wouldn't actually do much to alleviate
I have a sort of relationship with my toaster. In the way that...
Physical? Emotional?
Emotional.
Spiritual?
Emotional.
Intellectual.
Well, intellectual, because it can only count up to five, and so can I. But, you know, emotional, because I love toast that much, and every time I put bread into it, it just, you know...
It doesn't let you down, does it?
Exactly. Exactly. Except when it burns it, which is arguably my fault.
Actually, my toaster, like, every time you try and put it down, it just pops back up, so you never get toast. Unless you hold it down.
Relationship issues.
No.
My toaster... My friend bought her toaster with us, and I was like, finally, I've been living in a, you know, toasterless barren wasteland for too long. But the and this is going to sound pretty weird with the conversation we've just had, but the toaster holes are too small. You can't fit your bread in there. And,
so it's a useless toaster.
It's a useless toaster, and I'm really questioning our relationship at this point.
Thanks, Aaron.
So, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, back to the original point of discussion. So we were just talking about how it would actually be pretty crushing to have this, because you're like, every time she texts you, like, what if she like, what if the AI goofs up and texts you something really weird, like, I hate you, you're the worst human being ever.
Is it hackable? Yeah. If it's technology, is it hackable? Like, yeah. Can, you, can other people so can make it do things?
Yeah, it's yeah. quite dangerous.
That would be a good plot for a film.
Mm. Like, surely it must know some degree of personal information about
you. And
then
what if it goes crazy and, like... Yeah. Attacks you or something. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a hologram, but in the film, it
could cause a lot of damage.
Yes, we'll write the plot details down in the break.
Yeah. Final question: would you, if you knew someone was lonely, would you say, "Hey, try this"?
Definitely not.
No,
because I don't think it, in the long term, it would alleviate loneliness.
I think
if I knew
isolation.
That all they needed was a short-term solution, I don't know what the context would be for that, but if I knew all they needed was a short-term solution, then I would probably recommend it.
I think also a short-term solution could just be like, oh, like, do you want to go to the pub?
Yeah, make more of an effort yourself to do something with them.
Say if they
then.
Were like, I don't know, they had to stay in bed for 2 weeks because they were sick and they needed to, you know, stay. They're 2 weeks in bed and you knew they couldn't leave the house. Yeah, I'd probably get it for them for that. That's my context
you'd be a bit
for you.
Freaked out by like, if you were ill and a hologram was talking to you, probably like hallucinate or something.
I just find it weird generally talking to a hologram, like, even if it was just a companion or a toy.
This is Japan like... though; they're always talking to holograms.
Yeah, I've got this.
I think.
I've got this headset that basically I can talk my essays rather than have to write them. And so it just
no
fancy.
Yeah, it's just a microphone, and I just start talking, and it'll write down what I'm saying.
That's
but it's actually way harder. Like, it took me a long time to actually get up to the speed of my typing, because when you're typing, you're just naturally like it goes through your muscles, whereas this is purely your brain trying to write an essay, you know, through your voice rather than your fingers.
How do you like delete things?
You just say like backspace or delete. If you want to say a word. If I want to actually write backspace, I'd have to spell it out rather than say it.
I suppose you don't use that often.
It's only like it's normally I'll use it for like a paragraph or two, like an introduction or something. But when you have to like reference and stuff, it is you can't you know, go insert reference, you know, and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I guess for me it would also be one of those things of it'd be like, hey, how was your day? I'd be like, fine, leave me alone, please, thank you.
Actually, yeah, I think I'd get quite annoyed if like. You come home, you want some alone time, and then
well, no one's forcing you to have it. If you've invested in it, I assume you want someone to talk to you.
There's not a male equivalent. Yeah. There's no male hologram.
I think that what they're saying is because it's much more
men.
Of a... Like, I think there's a double the suicide rate for men as for women.
We were talking about what you could do in terms of... instead of getting this for someone. But often, like... You know, what it does offer is just like pure warmth and kind of affection, which as a friend, like, is a bit weird. Like, you wouldn't go, like, with your friends, you normally actually degrade them a lot more than you do actually build them up, I find. I don't know about you guys. But I guess also.
Shut up, Harry!
Sorry, why did I say that? I'm so stupid. But I guess also another thing is that, like, often, like, you know, so many studies have proven that the best thing you can often just do to someone is give them, like, a hug or something. Because that shows, you know, warmth
hugs
and affection. Oh, Jack.
So cute.
Great radio. and that's the thing.
I thought that was a hint. I thought you were asking for a hug when you said
that. Because I'm so lonely and alone. That,
you were just saying, you were just like, oh, I guess sometimes.
The best
people need a...
someone could do for me right now.
It's a hug. And yeah, I was like, oh, well, that's a hug.
Jack. Actually, yesterday, all I wanted was a hug and no one gave me a hug. I mean, thanks.
There was a look of pure fear on your face there for a second, Lizzie.
I thought he was going to punch
But I guess
him.
There's one thing that this holograph can't do. Is hug someone.
I think there's obviously clearly a level that the hologram can't offer you.
Maybe actually that's...
It could do a lot of things, but it just can't hug you.
Maybe that's...
Did you put that in the advert, mate?
Maybe that's something that the holograph might actually feel really sad, because it's like, I just want to hold this person, but I can't. I'm limited. It's another movie plot.
Just add it to the script.
Yeah, add it to the script.
Put it in the screenplay.
We'll do it.